September. Year is 2013. Monday from the weekend. Oh, my, you'll be surprised, shocked, in fact, to learn that more people seem to be talking about Syria than anything else, at least in this state of conversation that we find ourselves in the world of news talk radio, talking about what's in the news. UN inspectors finally turned in their report on Syria. Results later today. Secretary of State Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, seem to be coming around to terms. They're best buds, according to two or three different stories that I read over the weekend, Kenny. They've come to an agreement on the plan to rid Syria of chemical weapons, thus saving face for the Obama administration, so they can't do what they weren't going to do anyway, or they can't reasonably do what they weren't going to unreasonably, as you understand, there was never going to be any bombing.
Right.
This was never going to happen. At any rate, is Syria going to comply with the plan is the rest of the question. And if they know it's good for them, yeah, because both sides, if they agree, the Russians have put the screws to them, and that'll have more impact than the Americans putting the screws to them. 888-302-3684. Let's figure out the ways you can comment should you feel compelled to be heard or seen. And when I say seen, it could be in any number of ways. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, to the Twitter side of things at Good Day Show. The old, it seems funny to call connecting on the web the old fashioned way. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com. But the calls are good too. 888-302 Doug, the UN. And the United States and the Russians and the Syrians, under this plan, by the way, Syria has to submit a comprehensive list of its chemical weaponry. Got to do it a week from today. International inspectors will be on the ground in November. Let's see. This is September. So how much mischief, how much damage? Why are they waiting until November to inspect? Why aren't they there tomorrow?
All production. Excellent question.
What is this nonsense? November? Huh? This is foolishness.
Yeah, there was all that trouble last week when Assad said, this deal is fine, we'll have it for you in a month. And Kerry said, no, in a week.
Yeah.
So, have to have it in, have that list in a week, but we're not going to really check until November.
Yeah, good for you. Verification, destruction of the weapons will be carried out by personnel from the UN and the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Who knew there even was an organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons? Not a bad idea to have that. One would wonder, it's kind of like the atom bomb or the nuclear era and using nuclear things for weaponry. One wonders, when we think about a higher power, you think about the force, God, ultimate authority, whatever it is, infinite intelligence, how, in fact, these things come, they come to pass because people are smart enough to figure it out. But then after they figure it out, they think, oops, what do we do this for? Right? I mean, that's really kind of, oops. So is that where free will comes into play? It's mind-numbing, actually, sometimes when you think about this stuff. All right, so as I say, the things that happen on Monday, usually conversationally, are predicated by the Sunday morning news programs on the network TV, programs like CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN and Fox and yada, yada. And then we have our Sunday morning during the day, Sunday radio talk show hosts, as presented here by talk host Don Russell, who has political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts talking with him about the twists and turns of the situation in Syria.
I'll bet you took a look at what happened this week with Syria and Secretary of State Kerry and Putin's editorial, and I would bet that you, among many, scratch your head going, what is going on here?
I really did, and I think also, too, I mean, we've grown to expect
things to be slow, and people were looking at Congress. We know that. The boy who cried wolf. It's a crisis. It's a crisis. We've got to pass something, and then nothing gets passed. And then the speech, the editorial by Putin was very curious, and the response, televised response, one of the few he's given by President Obama, was very curious as well. I heard someone say, he said, going into it, he didn't expect to change public opinion. That he said, I'm good, but not that good. Then why give a speech like that?
Yeah, exactly. The thing that I got a big kick out of all day on Tuesday was a lot of the pundits going, this has just got to be the worst day in the life of a presidential speechwriter because the situation is so fluid that the speech has got to be revised almost on an hour, on a minute-by-minute basis up to the time the speech is going to be delivered because the situation is just so constantly fluctuating.
Well, I really would have issued a press release or done something a little... You could have crafted that speech differently. I could have crafted that speech differently and come out with more of a lukewarm statement than one that looked, confused.
And that was, and that has been the general consensus all week, even amongst Democrats, and I'm sure there's a lot of behind-the-scenes head-scratching as well. People have really been probably more critical of the president this week since he was elected back in 2008. I mean, I just see it all over the place. The headlines are more, I don't necessarily want to say vicious, but they certainly are a lot more pointed, and as I say, the Democrats are pretty much moving more to the right than you thought that they would.
Progressives have been very disappointed. Obama's ratings have dropped, and I don't know, there was one poll, I think in the Wall Street Journal, that Republicans have actually gained favor on international relations or the ability of the Republicans to handle foreign affairs and on domestic affairs. It's a bad week for President Obama. It's not a good week for John Boehner because the party is just fractured. I thought for myself, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does that mean there'll be more subsets to reach coalitions? And I thought, no, it just means against all government.
888. That's very interesting, isn't it, huh? Government people are fed up with government. Yep. 888-302-3684. Not that the people in government are going to pay any attention to the people who put them there or who are paying the bill. No, worry about that. All right. We'll get a rundown from Kenny as to what people are saying and have been saying over the last couple of days as we continue to give you the full force of the information that we have at our disposal and request your sort of cognitive hearing and connecting as well. Because if you don't have any cognition, then you won't have any... Well, some people call without the old expression. Remember the old expression, Kenny? Put your mind into gear before you put your mouth in motion. That is not,
oh, yeah.
It's not always the byword here. Quarter after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Looking for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302-3684. As the subject of Syria becomes more pronounced, let's go to some of these, like Warner Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the audio tape from Face the Nation on CBS, where Bob Schieffer talked to former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright for her take on the Putin situation.
Do you trust Putin?
No, but he is the leader of the Russians, who play, have played and continue to play an important role. And I don't think we have to trust him. I think we have to be able to work with him on issues of common interest. And I think that that's where we are now.
Do you think the Russians are legitimately serious about getting the Syrians to give up their weapons, their chemical weapons?
I think that they do see the danger of chemical weapons generally. I mean, they have made that very clear. They have had their own problems. They are also afraid of extremists and extremists getting control over weapons for their own reasons. I think they also have a reason for wanting stability in the Middle East, and they also, I think, want to get re-involved in the Middle East and show their influence.
Do you think the president should still pursue a vote in Congress for permission to take military action if he thinks it's necessary?
I think the president needs to keep the use of force on the table, because it is my belief that the threat of the use of force is what got us to where we are. I have always been a great believer in the combination of force and diplomacy, so I think it needs to be out there. I think one has to see where Congress is. Congress has an awful lot of stuff on their table that they have to deal with.
A lot of people, Republicans, Democrats, hawks, doves, I mean, this thing seems to go across a lot of lines, believe or say that the president has been sending mixed messages about Syria. How do you think he's handled this?
I think that this has been an extremely difficult issue. There is no question about it. I think the president has obviously a history of his own in terms of how he has viewed American involvement, the war in Iraq. But these are difficult issues in terms of saying, why should we care if people in some other country are being murdered by each other? You know, why should we care about that? What does it have to do with American national security? And then the issue about what our value system, and that we care about human life, and we have a very different approach to that than many other people, and I think he has tried to explain it. I think the problem, Bob, is that this is a very fast-changing situation. I think that the people have not been as interested in learning about what this is all about, because they are more and more interested in what's going on at home.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Take a page out of our history book and figure who or when at least once somebody was playing with your heart. In this circumstance, the music seems to be more appropriate because people are playing with each other's lives in Syria. Backstreet Boys number one during this week in 1997 with Quit Playing Games. Is this all just a big game? The Syrian situation? 888-302-3684. Let's turn our attention to the Sunday morning news program on ABC hosted by George Stephanopoulos, who actually talked to the president about the deal to rid Syria of chemical weapons and not having to worry about the use of military force.
It has been a perilous month for President Obama. After that chemical weapons massacre in Syria, he took America right to the brink of a military strike, then backed away, turning to Congress first and, surprisingly, the Russians, choosing diplomacy over war. And this weekend, a major new development. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart have struck a deal for Syria to surrender its chemical weapons. If it works, and that's a big if right now, the president may be able to claim a measure of victory for an approach that's brought him a mountain of criticism. And on the eve of the deal, we went inside the White House to speak with the president.
Obviously,
he was confident, convinced that America is in a better position now than when he was poised to order military action just 2 weeks ago.
We're definitely in a better position. Keep in mind that my entire goal throughout this exercise is to make sure that what happened on August 21st does not happen again. That we do not see over 1,000 people, over 400 children, subjected to poison gas, something that is a violation of international law and is a violation of
that won't happen again?
Decency. Well, I think we have the possibility of making sure that it doesn't happen again. Think about where we were. This event happens, and the initial response is the Syrians act as if they don't know anything about it. At that point, they're not even acknowledging that they've got chemical weapons. The Russians are protecting the Syrians, suggesting that there's no possibility that the Assad regime might have done this. And the inspectors weren't even in yet. And as a consequence of the pressure that we've applied over the last couple of weeks, we have Syria first, for the first time, acknowledging that it has chemical weapons, agreeing to join the convention that prohibits the use of chemical weapons, and the Russians, their primary sponsor, saying that they will push Syria to get all of their chemical weapons out. The distance that we've traveled over these couple of weeks is remarkable. And my position, and the United States' position, has been consistent throughout, which is that the underlying civil conflict in Syria is terrible. I believe that because of Assad's actions, his response to peaceful protests, we've created a civil war in Syria that has led to 100,000 people being killed and 6 million people being displaced. But what I've also said is that the United States can't get in the middle of somebody else's civil war. We're not going to put troops on the ground. We can't enforce militarily a settlement there.
But in the past, he said he had to go.
What we can do What we can do is make sure that the worst weapons, the indiscriminate weapons that don't distinguish between a soldier and an infant, are not used. And if we get that accomplished, then we may also have a foundation to begin what has to be an international process in which Assad's sponsors, primarily Iran and Russia, recognize that this is terrible for the Syrian people, and they are willing to come in a serious way to arrive at some sort of political settlement.
All right, so this is the president talking to George Stephanopoulos. He's defended his decision to put military strikes on hold while a diplomatic solution is being pursued. So if there's some strong feeling on your part about this, 888-302-3684, check with Ken with your comments on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up here on Good Day.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-6021. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-6021. That's 1-800-514-6021. Call 1-800-514-6021.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $70 on a 51-inch Samsung plasma TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/21/13. See stores or Sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Monday. Those are the cobwebs in your brain. This is the last week of summer as well. It has nothing to do with Larry Summers not wanting to be or withdrawing his name to be the Fed chairman, although it is the last week. Maybe for him to be a government, very controversial guy. Yeah, those of you who have not heard the story, he was the Treasury of the Secretary, good deck, Secretary of the Treasury for a while. He was president of Harvard for a while, pretty involved in Democratic political circles. The president wanted him to be the successor to Ben Bernanke, who's not exactly the most popular guy in Washington. Well, apparently Larry Summers isn't the most popular guy either. The president wanted him. He'd been with the National Economic Council, matter of fact, his chairman, before he went on to a couple of other things, blah, blah. Anyway, the liberals didn't like him. He'd failed, according to them, to work in the financial regulatory area. He was responsible, they think, or they say, for the economic crisis becoming worse. Some women's groups don't like him because he made a comment a few years ago suggesting the shortage of women involved in science and engineering was partly due to the intrinsic aptitude of, remember, not the smartest thing that he ever said. All signs pointed to it being a tough confirmation process, so he decided to withdraw his bid.
Wasn't he the guy who also had a problem remembering to pay his taxes?
I think he had a moderately difficult time. It wasn't the most difficult thing that he'd ever encountered. But as so many others who have been involved in these, it wasn't the former Treasury Secretary Geithner, or he still is. Is he still the Treasury Secretary? Geithner? No, he's gone. Who is it? I don't even know who it is now. Geithner didn't pay his tax. There were a slew of people, you're right, that didn't pay their taxes. Yeah. It's a government service.
What are these people thinking?
Figure that out. 888-302-3684. Evan says Jacob Lew is the Secretary of Treasury. Still, I guess, under the who knew and who cares. So get back to the conversation about Russia, the United States, Syria, and the political and military battle here that's gone on. So, Kenny, what's the latest sense, the pulse of people who feel that they need to communicate with us on Twitter and Facebook?
Jay says that this deal they reached over the weekend is great, but we still have plenty of people in Congress who are calling for airstrikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the majority, however.
Right. Everett says, who cares? It's a no-win situation. It's all about the threat against Israel. Let them bomb Syria anyway.
Let them bomb Syria anyway. Sounds like a progressive way of thinking and looking at this. 888-302-3684. The chemical weapons bargain, the Russians and the U.S. have put together, and that's kind of what it is a deal that was reached under the shadow of us threatening to strike there. We never really were going to, I don't think. And I think the Russians probably knew that. At any rate, Assad has to surrender his chemical weapons, and they, interestingly enough, really never acknowledged they had them. But now that you have found out the story behind the story, we'll play along. So there have been a lot of discussions on the Sunday morning news programs about this. We heard from ABC's This Week, CBS's Face the Nation. Now let's turn our attention to NBC's Meet the Press, where David Gregory talks to Senator McCain, who doesn't like the deal.
Look where we've gone in a week. I've talked to the chief of staff at the White House. He says, look, Russia was not on board a week ago. Assad denied even having chemical weapons a week ago. And now they're both on board to destroy these weapons. And yet you've called this deal a provocative act of provocative weakness. Why?
Well, if suppose that this deal is made and then Bashar Assad does not comply and continues, by the way, the slaughter of over 100,000 people. The problem, by the way, in Syria is not chemical weapons, although as horrible as they are, they're the 100,000 that have already been killed. But suppose that he doesn't comply. They go to the United Nations. Let me give you the quote from Mr. Lavrov. He said, nothing is said about the use of force or sanctions. So they go to the United Nations, it's clear they would veto again. It is now in the hands of Russia to decide whether Bashar Assad is really complying or not.
Can I ask you then, how might we be as the United States in a different position if the goal was to prevent him from ever using chemical weapons again? I realize your goal is different, by the way, but just work with me on this.
Sure.
If the U.S. goal was don't use chemical weapons again, how might the situation have been different had the president stayed on course and been bombing by now?
Well, of course, the president probably would have been bombing, and if it had been an unbelievably small attack, I'm not sure.
As Secretary Kerry said it would.
Yeah, how much difference it would make. That's not really scary, an unbelievably small attack. But the point is, if the agreement had said that there will be the use of force automatically, or the Russians had agreed that they could go under Chapter 7 to the United Nations Security Council, that puts an entirely different cast on it. Right now, it's up to the Russians to decide that. And by the way, they didn't even assign blame for this attack. In fact, Putin in his op-ed piece, a stirring piece, said that it was the rebels. Mm-hmm. It was the Free Syrian Army that committed this. There is not a seriousness on the part of the Russians. And again, here we are going to see, if it works, we're going to see the Russians facilitating the departure of chemical weapons while plane load after plane load of Russian aircraft coming in to Damascus were full of weapons and devices to kill Syrians, of which there's over 100,000. Whatever happened to the president's red line where he said, if they use these chemical weapons, we're there, we will respond?
Here's John McCain on the... actually, I was a little skeptical before I heard that. I hear these for the first time as you hear them. Kenny's heard them before. He may be right about the fact that these people, majority of people, have been killed, over 100,000 Syrians, they weren't killed by gassing at all. So how do we read between the lines there? Are people going to pay attention, you think, to what McCain is saying? Sort of the loyal opposition?
I don't know. He's getting a reputation as being somebody who wants to shoot first and,
yes,
and
he is.
Negotiate,
yeah,
or something later. So I don't know. I know that the most of the polling that you see says that most Americans don't want us involved in Syria, period.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the pulse of the nation is that we don't want to. It's a shame what's going on there. It's tragic, but it's none of our business.
Speaking of a shame and tragic, police officers shooting at an emotionally disturbed man in New York over the weekend in Times Square shot and injured two bystanders. The officers were chasing a suspect who was running in and out of traffic when police said it looked like he was, I don't understand. He looked like he was trying to get hit by a car. So why would they have their guns drawn? They said he supposedly was reaching and they thought he was trying to go for a gun. I don't get.
Yeah, what I saw was that he was running through the crowd and weaving around traffic in a very suspicious manner, And then when...
suspicious, according to the two guys who were trying to cover their butt because they shot two innocent bystanders? That's what they say?
Yes.
Yeah. And, I want to know what the witnesses had to say, frankly.
Yeah. They said that the police pulled their weapons when he reached in his jacket as if to... like you would go for a gun. But I guess they weren't close enough or they were really bad shots because they fired three times and missed him.
If I were the police chief in New York City, I'd be firing these two guys. Not only did they... maybe shooting from the hip a little bit myself here, but this is not the place for people to be guessing about stuff. Times Square, you know, pull out your weapons with people all over the place. This guy reaches in his pocket. I reach in my pocket all the time for my cell phone. Does that mean if a policeman's walking by me, they're going to shoot me because I reach in my pocket for a cell phone, even though I don't run between cars normally unless I'm in a hurry? So he was at Bellevue and he escaped. Shooting first and asking questions later doesn't seem to be appropriate police work from my point of view. Anybody want to be heard on this? Help yourself. If you're a police officer, maybe you disagree. That's fine. Help yourself to 888-302 Doug. In a moment, we get into this discussion that continues ad nauseum on Obamacare and whether it's going to be tied to a government shutdown or not. We'll find out in a moment here on the Good Day program.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-6021. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-6021. That's 1-800-514-6021. Call 1-800-514-6021.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, email to Ken, if you will, or me, Doug and Ken at DougStephan.com, Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. A lot of people are talking about the Colorado flooding. It was bad last week and seemed to get worse, Kenny, over the weekend, and more rain coming into Colorado. What a mess. Search efforts underway for people stranded there. A number of residents are cut off from the Rocky Mountain foothills. This is a mess, and literally people's homes are swamped by the overflowing rivers there. 1,750 people, 300 pets have been rescued so far. Military helicopters expanding their search today. More rain falling. Authorities are preparing other options. This is some kind of storm here. Just sort of stalled in this area. And usually, as I said last week, these things don't happen because the rain and storms get stopped on the other side of the Rockies. From CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talked to Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper about the flooding and what's going on in general in his state.
At least four people dead, more than 500 unaccounted for in flooding across more than 150 miles of Colorado's Front Range. Record-breaking rains have touched an area roughly the size of Connecticut. Late this week, it was so bad the National Weather Service issued an update for the foothills, reading, major flooding, flash flooding event underway at this time with biblical rainfall amounts reported in many areas. Whatever that means, they got the picture. Roads and homes have been demolished. Entire towns evacuated under double danger of floods and mudslides. Governor, where is the danger now? What worries you most?
We are still trying to evacuate people. We moved almost 2,000 people out of Boulder and Larimer counties out of their, in many cases up these little valleys. The road is intermittently completely washed away, right? No road, all river now. And so the challenge is, how do we get those people that have been marooned and stranded? For a lot of these people lost their telephone, their power Wednesday night. Today, if it's the weather forecast holds, we probably won't be able to fly very far with the Blackhawks.
So your account of those who are unaccounted for at this point, stranded and in need of rescue, is how many?
Well, there are 500 who are actually missing and unaccounted for. Now, a lot of those, since they don't have cell phones, and a lot of them have come back into, or already gotten out or staying with friends, we just don't know about it. But we're still bracing. There are many, many homes that have been destroyed, a number have been collapsed, and we haven't been in them yet. So we're still dealing with that. How do we save lives first?
It's still a rescue thing, not even looking at the damage. Have you gotten everything you need from the federal government at this point?
Yes, President Obama declared a major disaster last night. They have been incredibly responsive. FEMA's been terrific. We stood up a command with the Army down in El Paso County. Our National Guard has been spectacular. We were flying yesterday with them and watching them in action. The first responders, Sheriff Pelley is the individual in Boulder County who's done a remarkable job. Pretty much everyone stood up. But, this is a heck of a storm, right? You look at if this had been snow, we would have, close to 15 feet of snow if it would have been a cold day. It's a lot of precipitation.
Oof. What a mess. Imagine, picture yourself there in that circumstance. 51 past the hour. This is Doug Stephan's Good Day program for Monday.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything. everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We really didn't talk much about last week here on this program, even though it was sort of in and out of the news, Kenny, the situation with Obamacare and the potential for a government shutdown over Obamacare. Here's radio host Tony Cruz. Kenny monitored his program. He's talking here to political analyst Dottie Lynch about the Tea Party and other Republicans who seem to be fighting among themselves over whether to try to force a government shutdown over Obamacare or not.
It would appear we haven't talked much about this, Ms. Lynch. I know you've been keeping up with it. So what's up? What's going on?
Well, there is, and the Tea Party this time seems very serious that they are prepared to shut down the government if they can't repeal Obamacare. There's all kinds of discussion about maybe doing some kind of a deal with a huge bill that would fund it if Obamacare was repealed. The interesting thing is that this is a big fight inside the Republican Party, and it's not just Republicans against Democrats. It's Tea Party Republicans against the leadership.
To what number are we looking at here? I mean, how many Tea Party proponents are there, for example, in Congress? Do we really know?
No, not really. I mean, and what you call Tea Party is in the eye of the beholder.
That's that gets debated amongst Tea Party members or not, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That's a good point.
And they're not all in the Tea Party caucus, but there are a number of ones who do subscribe to it or who consider themselves to be fiscal conservatives and believing it that are really trying to make this a big stand.
Well, here in Kentucky, a lot of people still, like a lot of Americans, don't agree with the Affordable Health Care Act, but it is law as for now, and it would seem like in the upcoming elections that this could be something that could either be overturned or could be even more supported if there's much more closing of, shall we say, government services and that kind of thing.
Well, I think that's what a lot of the Republican leaders are saying, that right now the public is not happy with Obamacare, but they are going to blame the Republicans if the government is shut down and they lose other things, and to do this is not going to be helpful. I think the polls show clearly that the Republicans would get blamed. On the other hand, it is something that the conservative Republicans feel very strongly about.
All right, here's host Ray Dunaway with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut on the polls regarding affordable care.
New poll is out this morning. This is being reported in Politico. 57% of the people surveyed said they oppose most or all of the proposals of the Health Reform Act, and 39% favored most of it or some of it. It seems, John, and I was just talking to J.J. Patrick, who falls under the auspices of Dodd-Frank, which, once again, is a bill with great intentions, but it's the devil's in the details. Would there be any chance of putting it on hold for a while? The president's put part of it on hold. But what do you think?
Well, no, I think the important thing is that everybody sit down and work together to make this thing what it should be. It's an imperfect bill. There's no question about that. But here's the deal, right? Our insurance companies, our hospitals, et cetera, are already bought into this. And here's why. This was a Heritage Foundation idea,
yep,
piloted by a Republican governor in a Democratic state. It takes the very best of the public sector and public health and everything that it brings, and everything that entrepreneurs and then all that science, innovation, and technology can bring to bear on this issue. Now, listen to this. Bertolini says, Mark Bertolini from the Aetna and others, and David Cordani and others, Matteo from all the insurance companies in the area are all talking about, hey, look at coordinated care and driving down the 18% of GDP that we have not only provides us with a paradigm shift for healthcare where we emphasize patient wellness and patient outcomes, but it pays down the national debt, puts us back into a focus where we have next generation of healthcare, where we're looking at and embracing the genomic project, and we're working together.
Right.
Here we are repealing today for the 42nd time in Congress,
right,
42 times the Affordable Care Act that has been recognized by the Supreme Court that passed the muster, that if Democrats had our way, we would have preferred a single payer or Medicare for all. Instead,
well,
we have this program. So let's work together and make it happen and pay down the national debt in the meantime.
Yay! Hooray! That's a great idea. Your newspaper on the air is the Doug Steffen Good Day Conversation.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.